talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making now. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 anywhere you go for your favorite shows. Lots to talk about as always. I'm going to get right into the main story of yesterday. There has been a deal, an infrastructure agreement between Democrats and Republicans, supposedly. A group of 10 senators, five Democrats, five Republicans had been meeting, and then they made an announcement at the White House. Joe Biden ratified it. But if you take a look at the bones of it, it's not clear to me that this is a done deal. And here's what the bones of it are. The bones of it are that there will be $550 billion in what we would call real infrastructure, which would be roads, bridges, transportation, water, and broadband. Remember, Scott Walker turned down $50 million in federal broadband money that was return of our federal tax dollars for broadband in northern Wisconsin. He turned it down. Everybody knows he turned down $1 billion in Medicaid, $1 billion for trains, our federal money. He also turned down $50 million for broadband simply because he said that that was welfare. What, for northern Wisconsin, that was welfare? Are you kidding me? Try getting a signal in part of northern Wisconsin. Very, very sad. Well, now Joe Biden's going to step into the breach. This is going to include, it'll be $973 billion if it's spread over 5 years. If it's spread over 12 years, it'll be $1.2 trillion. The hangup was how they're going to pay for it. Well, here's what they came out with, which sounds to me like gobbledygook, but it's still good news because it will get paid. They say part of it is public-private partnerships, whatever that means. They always say that. Then they say existing funds, i.e., it'll be financed by the government, which the Republicans had initially resisted. And I love this one, increased enforcement of the IRS. It is true that the IRS loses $1 trillion a year through tax fraud. Most of it through the 1%, upper 1%, with various limited partnership dodges. If you think that there's me increased enforcement by the IRS, good luck. I do too. I want it. But you think Mescal Mitch is going to vote to impose income taxes on hedge funds? You know, they don't pay income taxes right now. These guys make over $1 billion a year and they don't pay income tax. They pay capital gains tax, which is much lower, because they falsely say that their income is carried interest. So good luck on all that. But Joe got it through. Now, the problem is the progressives don't want it because they want a lot more. They want child care. They want free tuition for the first 2 years of a community college. That's what they want. And those are worthy goals. So Nancy Pelosi says that the House won't put this on the agenda until there's a companion bill that's done on budget reconciliation, 51 votes, including Kamala Harris, that provides for health, for child care and tuition. Now that's great. Here's the problem. This deal that was arrived at between moderate Republicans and the Democrats is good for about half of what Joe Biden proposed. And it's an important half. Good union jobs, high paying for years, building roads, bridges, transportation, water, broadband, all that. Terrific. But if you link that to a requirement, and that, by the way, will survive the filibuster because more than 10 Republicans will go along with it. presumably. But the other half that Pelosi wants budget reconciliation, so you only need 51 votes. That assumes Manchin will vote for it. That assumes Sinema will vote for it. Good luck. They've already started to make unpleasant noises, very unpleasant noises. They're very capable of saying, look, we had bipartisan infrastructure. Here it is. We're very happy. Let's build all these new roads and bridges and so forth. And that's good enough for me. That's the problem. So Joe Biden has said that he expects to sign this bill that they arranged on as a deal with bipartisan support, beating the filibuster, and a companion bill that is only budget reconciliation, 51 voted for everything else. And he's intimated he would only sign them if they're together. Okay, it depends on Manchin and Sinema, and it also depends on the moderate Republicans going, hey, how stupid do we look? We're going to go bipartisan on half of this stuff to make you look good, and the other half you're going to ram down our throats. Ram down our throats, they're supposed to be Americans. They're supposed to be doing this for the United States, but they're not. They're not. They definitely are not. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's in your mind today?
Oh, I'm taking you off speaker there. You're amazing. I love you. I don't know why I have a crush.
I love you too, Betsy. Thank you very much. You're the first caller today.
You know, I wake up and I listen to you, and I thank you for all you do. And I know you're open-minded. And some people criticize you because you kind of go off on squad. But I understand you. And the squad is very important to our democracy. And I'm so thankful for those women who stand up and support our country. You know that we are in trouble. Our democracy is under attack. And thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you, Betsy. That really means a lot to me. I appreciate it very much. And, you know, a big part of this show are the callers, and you're one of the main callers, and there are a number of other very fine main callers. Our democracy is under attack. Our democracy is under attack. It's under attack. It started with Trump, but you know, Trump didn't come out of nowhere. Trump did not come out of nowhere. There are symptoms. He's a symptom. The underlying disease is there, and it's been sloshing around a long time. Remember, we had the Tea Party 10 years ago. Then before that, we had Newt Gingrich. We had a turn in American politics going back to the 80s. Newt Gingrich and a guy named Lee Atwater, who is a vicious guy. He was the guy that orchestrated the Willie Horton ad against Dukakis in 88. And then, tragically for him, very young, he developed a brain tumor and died. But if he had not, he would have been the equivalent of Karl Rove, Rush Limbaugh, and Newt Gingrich on steroids. And that's when it started, back in the 80s, back in the 80s, in the middle of the Reagan term. Reagan came across as a very nice guy. Truth of the matter is, I don't know what he was like personally. Maybe he was a very nice guy, but he introduced this savage politics. And then it went worse when they went after Clinton, and it went worse after that when George W. Bush got in. And then, of course, Obama, they just went after him. And a lot of that was they attacked him for a lot of bad reasons. And then Hillary Clinton, they tore apart. Now, Biden, they had a harder time tearing apart. Because Biden, frankly, had been around since 1972, and he was, you know, how are they going to attack Biden from the right? I mean, that's ridiculous. He's being attacked from the left. The point of the matter is, turned out to be a great president. I'm very proud to have been one of his earliest supporters in Wisconsin, April of 19. And good man, Joe Biden, solid guy. Betsy, thank you for calling in. Very, very important. Callers are a big part of this show. Callers are a big part of this show. And you can't develop these issues without some reaction, from the audience. So let's get back to infrastructure. So what's going to happen? Yeah, you have bipartisan. You have bipartisan on part of it. You always did in a way. Yeah, they're not stupid. They're going to build new roads, bridges, transportation, water, and broadband. Sure. A lot of money. And what the fight was over how to pay for it. Biden wanted to increase taxes on the upper, really 1/10 of 1%, 1% in corporations. They didn't want it. This is a compromise. You know what this is? Take a good look at this. Yeah, there are a trillion in tax cheats. They're mostly Republicans. They're hedge fund operators. That's who they are, these kind of people. And Moscow Mitch is going to put up impediments. We're going to have to end up winning 60 Senate seats to do what we want to do. 60 Senate seats. We need 10 more. Be lucky to hold on to our majority, quite frankly. And we will. We will. And then the business of, well, part of it will be existing funds. What existing funds? We already borrow anyway. So really all this is there won't be tax increases. It'll get done. But it's only half of it. What about child care? What about child care? What about tuition? Stay tuned. Will we pass this thing alone if Moscow Mitch intervenes and Sinema and Manchin go south? Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.